That is one of those things. When things get too heavy, just call me Helium.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio, hanging out with Brian Dacus. It is a beautiful, beautiful day in the Mid-South. I'm very excited because it's after 12 o'clock. That means we're talking Ole Miss sports with Evie Van Pelt on this wonderful Thursday. And it's beautiful here in Memphis. And me and Dacus were talking this week on Hardwood about a crazy man in Memphis who had a five-foot snake.
That's right.
He walks into a gas station?
That's right.
Walks into a gas station, and he's like, give me your money. Mm-hmm. And he has the snake, and he's like trying to scare the dude with the snake. Well, luckily, the guy behind the counter had a pistol, and he pulled out a pistol, and he's like, I squash your snake with my pistol. Guy got arrested, got in trouble. I would be scared to death if there was a snake. Dacus is scared to death if there's a snake.
Oh, man.
Evie Van Pelt this morning has already been battling snakes down
what?
There trying to get her baby birds.
Wow.
I'm serious. It's a heart attack. I don't know what it is. They just built different in Texas, man. Me and you wouldn't make it down there,
no.
Would we, Dacus?
Sir, any snakes around, don't care where it is, I don't stand a chance. Not a chance.
It's so funny. Evie Van Pelt, by the way, you know she's the founder, the publisher of The Rebel Walk, your number one source for all things Ole Miss sports information, and she joins me now. How are you doing, Evie?
I'm doing great. Yes, I'm over here battling things in the Lone Star State.
Girl, how are the baby birds? Did the snakes get any of them?
Well, I don't want to make anybody sad, but yes, they got he got one, maybe two, but I still have some left in the nest, and I'm really thankful for that because, as I've said before, there's nothing more heartbreaking than seeing the mama and daddy. Because they fly up to the nest and feed them and fly off. And when I've had it happen a long time ago, which is why I really started keeping an eye on it, they'd come to the nest and they'd look in and they'd look like, wait, where'd they go? So anyway, but yeah, there's still, I still got some.
Baby swallows are safe right now.
Yes.
Battling snakes.
On guard. Yes.
My goodness, Evie. I'm so glad that you're with me today because I'm excited. I didn't expect to go here, but I just saw my Twitter notification. We're going to talk a little bit about the women's game real quick because did you see Caitlin Clark's deal with Nike by any chance?
No, I have not seen it yet. I saw her deal with her team, which, you know, left a little bit to be desired just because the salary structure in the WNBA. So tell me, what is it?
Well, now, don't you worry. I have a 100% feeling she absolutely made the right decision by going to the WNBA because she just inked a $20 million shoe deal with Nike.
Go, Caitlin, go. Okay,
can you believe that?
I don't think she's worried about that $76,000 a year WNBA salary then.
No, she is not. $20 million, Caitlin Clark.
Wow.
And this is, I'm telling you right now, I'm not joking, man. I'm buying my daughter some shoes, and I'm going to say, you can't wear them. Save these joints. These are like these are going to be like the OG Jordans.
Yes. Do you know, I have a ton of the OG Jordans because my son, who is he's 6'6". Anyway, he played back in the Jordan days. He played back. I mean, he was growing up then. And so we have all the original ones. I mean, they're pretty worn and ragged looking. And I don't know, you know, who would want them. But even back then, they were something special. So we keep those. We save those.
Yeah, but yeah, $20 million. I mean, this is amazing. She's getting her signature. I don't believe a woman has ever had her own signature shoe deal that I can remember. I mean, am I missing somebody?
I do not know. I mean, that's not that I know of. I mean, if I... Not that I know of, so yeah, you got me there. But what,
I mean, I just...
What an amazing thing. Like, I want to get some for my little granddaughter, Emily Grace.
Oh, I'm going to have to get them. Oh, I'm going to have to get my both my granddaughters. I'm going to have to get my daughters. I'm getting some Caitlin Clarks. But, man, that's just it's crazy. And then did you see the Indiana Fever season tickets? They shot up 177% right after she was announced that she was their pick.
Isn't that just amazing? So I think, you know, people who still wanted to kind of question. I was in a conversation with a fellow the other day who said, yeah, but it's the WNBA and who's going to be, you know, watching? And I said, you watch, because Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese and Cameron Brink and Juju, these players are going to be transforming that league, I think. I think they're just taking that to the next level.
Yeah, they are taking it to the next level. And not only that, though, but you saw where there's already been like six teams who have rented out bigger arenas for when the Indiana Fever come to town. And it's just
that is amazing. It is. What an exciting time for women's basketball, for sure.
And not only is it an exciting time for just women's basketball, but there's one Markeisha Davis, I bet, who's pretty dadgum excited from Ole Miss.
Yeah, yes, absolutely. We had a chance to watch her at the WNBA draft Monday, and she got drafted with the number 11 pick overall, going to the New York Liberty. And Coach Yeo was right there with her that night, and it was really funny. Coach Yeo is a social media guru, and she was on. She's kind of like the Lane Kiffin of social media for women's basketball. And she was on her Instagram and on Instagram Live walking through the ceremony, the draft pre-ceremonies there, and, you know, going up to people and talking to them and hugging them and holding her phone, you know, doing her live. So that was really cool to see. And so Markeisha is headed to the Liberty, and then we found out yesterday that her teammate from Ole Miss, Rita Igbokwe, has been invited to the New York Liberty training camp. And so she will join back up with Markeisha, and we hope that she'll be able to make the team.
Man, I'm telling you, life's going good for the women's basketball program. And didn't Coach Yeo, she also got some big old recruit, I heard.
Yes, she did. We were really excited about this. And one of the things, I actually talked with the player, her name is Star Jacobs. She was a two-time conference player of the year at University of Texas at Arlington.
Wow.
Conference player of the year two times. I think one time they were in the WAC and one time they were in the Sun Belt. So she's had both, but just an outstanding 6'2" forward. And one of the questions I asked her was, you know, why Ole Miss? What stood out to you about them? And one of the things she said was, you know, she wants to go pro. And she said that was the main thing for me. Just coming to Ole Miss, I know Coach Yeo will mature me, make me more disciplined, grow me up, make me a better leader. And so all those things. And it was really funny because I was on the phone with her at the time. Coach Yeo was driving her to eat at Bouray, you know, on the square. And Coach Yeo was in the car. And, you know, of course, she had just returned from the draft. So it's obvious, yes, she absolutely can put players in the pros. Now, I will tell you, I checked real quick because I was thinking if there was one other shoe out there, it might have been Cheryl Swoops. And there was a Nike Air Swoop.
Oh, there was? Okay.
So there was.
Hey.
I have a feeling,
though, that is good company, but the thing is about it is you go all the way back to then. Like this, though, it just feels like it's caught more traction than at any other time in history. I mean, when I never in a million years thought the women's national championship game was going to get 5 more million eyeballs than the men's. Never.
It's you know, and it's funny because my own daughter, who was a volleyball player and who's a pretty big football and baseball fan and such, has not been quite as much of a women's basketball fan. But when I was over there visiting for a volleyball tournament for one of her daughters, you know, she was saying, "Hey, we got it. Let's sit somewhere that has a TV. Caitlin Clark's on. You know, I want to watch her." And I was like, "Wow, I've never in my daughter's life heard her say that." So I just think that Caitlin transcends a lot of barriers there, and people are going to be so excited and good for the WNBA and women's basketball.
Yeah, I've learned more just in the last month about the women's game than my previous 45 years on this earth.
So I mean, it just was so fun. And what about, my gosh, what about Camila Cardoso and Angel Reese on the same team?
I know, that's crazy. That's just crazy. That's two players down low. You got your center and your power forward. Like, that's going to be nasty.
I mean, somebody said, you know, because I think they're with the Chicago Sky, and somebody said, no opponent of the Sky, I mean, will they ever get a rebound? Like, mm-hmm. How do you get a rebound with those two? So that's going to be something to watch. So I think a lot of people are going to find it interesting when Caitlin's team plays Angels and Camilla's. That'll be fun.
Well, one of the busy things that you have to keep up with now is the transfer portal. It's like the new world. I mean, you're doing it with the basketball team, the men's and the women's. You know, the tracker portals for the football team. Everything's gone crazy. We heard now the NCAA basically has come out and said it has approved unlimited transfers. So
yes. It's
unlimited. You can transfer. And if you're wondering, well, what's the difference with this? All you have to do is look at basically offensive line and Caden Proctor. My man left. He leaves the school for another school. Then the window opens back up. He leaves in the fall after Nick Saban retires, goes to Iowa. A few months later, now he's leaving Iowa and heading back to Alabama. So it literally opens up players to do whatever they want. You know how outspoken Lane Kiffin has been about how he just totally disagrees. Has he talked about the new NCAA ruling at all?
We haven't. He hasn't just since it kind of became official. But with the multi-transfer, you know, I think he just says he thinks it's a shoddy system. But
the
yes,
unlimited
gonna work.
Transfer yes. That is going to be broken?
Yes. Yes, and he just, you know, he'll work within it. But I tell you what's interesting, I had somebody tweet earlier today a poll that just said, you know, who benefits the most from the multi-transfer rule, and it had the, you know, Big Ten, SEC, and overwhelmingly people said the SEC. But I replied to that and said the only caveat there is the SEC is the only conference, to my knowledge, that does not allow you after February 1 to transfer within the conference. So I don't know if that'll be something the conference will look to change, because that actually would benefit the Big Ten. I mean, if you're an
That's
SEC
true.
Player and you want to transfer out, you're not playing anywhere in the SEC. You can go and sit on the bench for a year at another SEC school. So I'm not, but I'm with you. I mean, it's madness. It is portal madness. And one thing I've really obviously been keeping up with, but, you know, Ole Miss has not, I mean, you've not been hearing big names leaving Ole Miss.
No,
at
not
all.
This spring.
Not this spring. So I know that they're really proud of that and that culture that they've got built there, and the guys, you know, wanting to come back, talking about, you know, Jordan wanting to come back for the quote-unquote last dance season. That's what they're calling it. And
oh my goodness,
they're really,
I like it.
Yeah, I love it. And did you watch any of the Grove Bowl game?
Oh my gosh, are you talking about like the dunk contest and everything?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
Hey, do you know that there was, I mean, I swear, I don't know if it was, I was watching Crane and Company one morning this week. They did like a 20-minute segment on basically what went down in Oxford, from Joey Chestnut eating dogs to the dunk contest to actually the football to basically Lane Kiffin being the mastermind of recruiting and using this as a recruiting tool. So, and then on ESPN, everybody was talking about it. Everywhere I looked, you couldn't miss it. Everybody in Oxford who was down there had a great time and they saw it. I think everybody across the country who was watching any you know, ESPN or any sports show saw it as well.
And you know what's funny about that is there were a few people out there. Phil Steele, who, you know, puts out his magazine.
Yes.
Phil Steele did
not approve
of that.
Been reading that since I can remember.
Yes, Phil Steele did not approve of that format and called it, you know, worthless and you know, all sorts of things.
It's hard for him to put his magazine out when he can't actually see them on the football field and get a depth chart.
No, he's got some flag football going on, and so Phil did not approve, but I tell you what, the funny thing is, even Phil talking about it, you know, it's Lane Kiffin is getting the publicity out there, and they had a huge number of recruits. We talked to a number of them who were there in there, you know, for their visits, and just they loved it, you know, and they talked about the fun atmosphere of it all and the team bonding, because players, you know, you had players on the tug of war teams, and you had, you know, obstacle course, and the obstacle course at the end, you know, you got to push Monty and Landry Kiffin in a golf cart, you know, across the finish line. I mean, it was just, you know, really and truly, it was like a really fun circus, and Lane Kiffin was the ringmaster.
Man, Lane Kiffin is just he's just killing it everywhere. If you don't love Lane Kiffin, I don't know what your problem is. Oh, you must be a Mississippi State fan.
Oh, speaking of, I don't think they're very happy after last weekend. We haven't had a chance to talk about that baseball
Let
series.
Me tell you, Saturday night, I think it was the top of the 11th inning, and the mm-hmm. young man from Mississippi State hit that bomb, and they went up by one, and I was like, no way. They just – like, man, they just can't catch a break. And then all of a sudden they come back and tie it, and then they walk it off with a bomb in the 12th, and then the next day they go out there and run rule them.
I mean, it was just insanity. It was almost like the Grove Bowl games, that whole, you know, circus-like atmosphere.
Saturday was nuts.
Over. Saturday was nuts. And I, you know, I still kind of wonder if the Mississippi State catcher who, you know, his actions throwing the bat prompted mm-hmm. Bianco to get fired up and get ejected. And then after that, it really does seem like that kind of lit a fire under the Ole Miss team. And once they won that second game, and Mason Nichols was really good the next day in the rubber game. But I kind of wonder if that catcher might, you know, might kind of want to rethink that kind of situation, because he really got him going.
And also even the way he acted when he was in the dugout. I mean, that was like a 3-minute chest bump, forearm smash. Man.
The way he stomped on the base when he scored. Yeah, I mean, it was he made a whole big spectacle of himself there, I feel like. And, you know.
I was thinking to myself, because I was watching the game on TV at one of our local establishments, and I'm going to tell you, I was thinking to myself, man, these kids who went to the Grove Bowl and now are in a 12-inning baseball, like, I hope they make it home tonight. Lord have mercy. That's a long day of drinking.
Well, I was going to say, especially since, you know, Lane and the Rebs made it where they could bring their own coolers in, didn't have to pay for expensive beer. They could bring their own in and then go party in right field for that many innings. So you're absolutely right. They probably needed a lot of refreshing beverages that day.
The next day, they needed Pedialyte.
Yeah, they did. They did.
I did see an article at the Rebel Walk, because, you know, that's where I always get to go to get my sports information. You can go to therebelwalk.com right now. And I saw an article just drop. I haven't got to read that yet, but it says Jackson Dart has been applying lessons from the GOAT Tom Brady. What's this about?
Yes. Well, back when Jackson Dart had a conversation with Charlie Weiss Sr., the father of the offensive coordinator, Charlie Weiss Jr. Mm-hmm. Yes, this is a couple of years ago. And so Charlie Weiss Sr., you know, spent, what, 4 years as the offensive coordinator. Yeah, for the mm-hmm. Patriots. And so he talked to Jackson, Weiss Sr. did, about what he thought made Brady such a phenomenal quarterback. And what Jackson relayed to us was that Tom Brady took responsibility to make a relationship with everybody on the team, offense, defense, whatever. And he said, I think when you have a team that can really look at a quarterback and say, okay, I trust him, you know, he cares about it more than just himself, that's something that he took to heart, Jackson said. And so he tries day by day to do his part to make the team great. And so we, you know, we go back and we look at, you and I talked about during the transfer portal window, the last window, about how, you know, one Prince Liamon Mielin talked about, you know, Jackson Dart would FaceTime him every single day, and he didn't even know what was going on. He just thought it was kind of weird, because normally quarterbacks only would hang out with, you know, the offense, and he said, but Jackson is a team guy. And so, you know, Jackson would get on and play video games, FaceTime him and then play video games with him. So, you know, that was kind of funny. But speaking of Princely, one thing I can tell you, the only injury news of any significance that I have heard. I think Uman Mielen may have a torn labrum. Oh. That's what the rumors are, but that he's had surgery and he will be back this fall. I mean, I think that can be a 3 to 4 month process. So, you know, I do think that they expect to get him back, if not right at the beginning, then soon after. But other than that, you know, that was another benefit of having the Grove Bowl games such that they were, is you didn't have anybody injured. Mm. Right. You might have had some upset tummies after the hot dog eating contest. And, you know,
dude, seeing Joey Chestnut like smoke those guys was like, I'm like, oh my God, I thought they could give him a run for the money. That was nasty.
I mean, he came in, and I think he just came in at the end. He came in for 90 seconds and ate 20 hot dogs in 90 seconds. How is that even possible?
I don't know. I really don't know. I have no idea. It's crazy. Oh, man. It is. What a wonderful Thursday it's been, man. We've been talking everything with the Rebels. And if you love the Rebels like we do, go to therebelwalk.com. Get your information. Keep abreast of what everything's going on. What you got coming down the pipe? What y'all working on?
Well, we've got a series that starts this weekend. You know, now that Ole Miss is kind of at baseball, kind of trying to work their way, you know, back into it. I think they're 5-10 in league play now, and they've got a series with Georgia, who's 7-8 this weekend, and they're on the road for that one in Athens, and that's, we'll have all the coverage of that. That's a big one. That's a big one, I think, for both teams. It's winnable. And, you know, you think about Ole Miss, I think, really started out. I mean, people were really down on them. But, you know, if you think about it, I mean, they started out, they lost the series to Kentucky. They lost the series to Tennessee. And they lost to Arkansas.
And nobody looks like they're beating Tennessee. Like, my goodness, no. They've swept LSU, right. and Arkansas is just filthy. And Kentucky, I don't know where these sticks came from, but my goodness, they can hit.
14-1, they can. So, I mean, you know, I feel like they've got those out of the way. Now, they still will have one against A&M, and that'll be, you know, the Aggies are looking really good. So, they'll have that game, but you know, a lot of the hard ones are behind them. So I mean, there is a gauntlet in the SEC, but I definitely think Kentucky, Tennessee, and Arkansas are right up there at the top of it. So fortunately, those are over. So we'll have coverage of that, and we'll keep coverage of the men's basketball portal. Chris Beard is doing some work there. They got a big commit yesterday from Seton Hall transfer Dre Davis, and he joins two other players, Mikael Brown Jones from UNC Greensboro, small forward, and then Belmont power forward Malik Dia. So, I think Davis was the number 8 player at his position. He'll have a year of eligibility left, and he was fantastic last year. So Chris Beard getting going now.
Man, I'll tell you one thing. Last week we talked a lot about basketball with all the craziness of everything move. But I do have to say, Cal leaving for Arkansas, I feel like this might be a little bit weird, but have you noticed, like, since he took the Arkansas job, every single school in the SEC is up their collective since Arkansas came in with that $6 million NIL for basketball. Everybody in the SEC is now up theirs.
Everybody. And I think that was one of the things, you know, Chris Beard was an absolute serious candidate for that Arkansas vacancy before they hired Cal. And I think that one of the commitments that Keith Carter made to him, should he return to Ole Miss, was, you're right. I think they've upped that collective money, and I think we're definitely seeing that.
Man, it's just a fun time in the SEC. It's a great time down in Oxford, I can promise you, because I know firsthand, because my daughter's having a great time. And she's just loving life. And you're going to love everything. If you want to keep up with the Rebels, just go to therebelwalk.com. Evie, thank you so much for your time. Be blessed. And, man, just keep them snakes away from our swallows.
I will do it. And you and Bryant have a wonderful weekend. Thank you for having me.
Hotty toddy.
Hotty toddy.
That is Evie Van Pelt from the Rebel Walk. We're going to take a quick time out. We got some funny stories on the other side, because we're going to Hardinwood, where it feels so good, on Sports 56 98.5 FM.
Join the voice of the Tigers, Dave Woloshin, for Wolo and Friends. Weekday mornings from 10 to 11
here on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
But you got to be willing to take the hit and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Now back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. Happy Thirsty Thursday out there. And there's nothing better than a little bit of Tito's on a Thirsty Thursday. You know what I'm saying? Go find you a patio somewhere. Talk to your server and say, man, give me the good stuff. Give me that Tito's. You can mix it with anything because it's absolutely delicious. It's slightly sweet with a black pepper note. It balances everything out. So you can have like a little vodka cranberry, maybe a Bloody Mary with your Tito's. Or, man, think about it. You can make a martini, but, man, it's a little early for a martini. You know what I'm saying? Like, martinis are like breast. One's not enough. Two's perfect. Three's too many. Unless you get to four, and then it's all a party. And you won't remember the next day. But I'm just telling you right now, it's a great Thursday. Get out there and enjoy it. We don't have any basketball tonight, so you don't have to be at home paying attention to nothing. You can just go out there and pay attention to a little baseball today that you got on. Playing right now, you got three baseball games, so go watch some baseball and drink some Tito's. And we're going to go to Hardinwood.
Do you want an update on the baseball games?
Yeah, what we got?
So Jack Leiter's making his first start, his first Major League Baseball start, and the Rangers up 4-0. We're middle two right now in that game. Tampa Bay up 2-0 in that one over the Angels as well, as they're also in the second inning. I believe Boston just started their game or is about to start their game. So, yeah, that's what we've got right now.
Got a little baseball, man. Yep. A little bit of baseball sometimes. Now, guess what? Let's go to Hardinwood.
This is Access Hardinwood.
Holy moly. I got some great stories about love affairs.
Oh.
Guess who's rekindled one of their love affairs?
I don't have any guesses.
Larsa Pippen and Marcus Jordan are in Miami right now on the beach together, rekindling their relationship.
Knew it was bound to happen.
Yes, we saw no tipping Pippen in FedEx Forum while Scottie Pippen Jr. was balling. Are they going to be able to rekindle the Grizzlies? Are they going to be able to rekindle their relationship with Scottie Pippen Jr., Dacus? Are we going to get to see Marcus and Larsa up in the crib next year?
I would say no, but you never know, maybe.
Now, I know one relationship that never was rekindled, and that's Damian Lillard's ex-wife. Do you know who Damian Lillard's ex-wife is?
I do not.
Kayla.
Okay. And what does she do?
She's just a beautiful woman. She's Damian Lillard's ex-wife.
Yeah, but so my question was, is you made it sound like when you were like, you know who Damian Lillard is.
I mean, you know who Damian Lillard is,
right? Right, but I don't know who his wife is unless she was like some sort of celebrity.
Together. Well, they were always together. They went out everywhere together. She does all the Instagram. She was very, very pretty. Well, she yesterday was roasting. Do you know who Glorilla is?
I do.
She's a Memphis rapper. Did you know that?
I did.
Did you know Glorilla got arrested in Atlanta the other day for DUI?
Yeah, I saw her mugshot, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So Glorilla, I didn't know this, was getting roasted by Kayla, Dame's ex-wife, because do you know why they were married? Glorilla was trying to slide up in Dame's DMs.
Really?
Yeah, she was trying to get her a piece of some Dame time.
Holy cow, I did not know that.
Yeah, man. I will say something, though. Glorilla is definitely was trying to like punch above her belt. Do you know what I'm saying? Glorilla definitely ain't as pretty as Kayla. No chance. Sorry about that. And then Tom Brady, Joe Biden, and Caitlin Clark. What do they all have in common?
Wait. Caitlin Clark, who else?
Tom Brady.
And Joe Biden. I have no idea.
They are all three of them have blocked Antonio Brown.
Interesting.
Or you could say Antonio Brown is probably the only person in the whole world who's blocked on X by the president, by the GOAT of NFL football quarterback, and also now by the GOAT of women's college basketball. Because Antonio Brown's a little crazy, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Put out all that crazy stuff about Giselle and the him sleeping with Giselle and then Giselle sleeping with her jujitsu people, you know, and calling Tom Brady out. We all know about that. Tom Brady blocked him. You know, he's gone in on President Biden 1,000 times about a crazy things. President Biden blocked him. And now do you know why Caitlin Clark blocked him?
I did see why she blocked him.
He is kind of like, I'm really going to be honest with you. It wasn't funny.
It was not funny at all.
I do think the cracker of the day bit that he did a couple times has had a few funny spots to it, but that's probably about the only thing. But now I'm starting to believe that 100% this dude suffers from CTE, and we are watching a dude with holes in his brain.
Yeah, no, I mean, and that's not the first time he tweeted what he tweeted yesterday.
Oh,
about
it's not?
Caleb Hart. It is not. It is probably at least the second time I've seen it. Maybe third or fourth, but good for Caitlin for blocking him, because it's crazy.
That is nuts, man. That is nuts right there. Now, I also got something else that's nuts. It shouldn't be nuts. We figured out, and I'm scared to say this on the radio because I don't want him to come arrest me because they aren't, you know, like, but the FBI is not done very well lately. You've heard about that, right? Did you know now, because the United States Justice Department has agreed to pay out over 100 victims of the disgraced former Team USA doctor Larry Nassar, also the doctor who was at Michigan State, they are paying out over $100 million for their failures. And if you go out there and read this article and what they did, it is insane. They didn't even – like they had – Ali Raisma, they had all these girls for the USA Olympic team saying that they were sexually assaulted by Larry Nassar, and they didn't even investigate it or look into anything. Then they didn't even, the office that got it didn't even pass it on to Lansing, Michigan when he went back to Michigan State. They didn't even check this guy for 2 years, and he continued to go on and sexually molest young women. That's like, how in the hell, like, how does that happen?
Yeah,
like,
it's really bad.
You don't, like, Team USA, like, the big girl, like, the like, huge names, three at that time, when the very first complaint came out, said he sexually assaulted them. And they did nothing. The Indianapolis field office talked to, only spent one day. Asked questions to a couple people and then didn't pick it up again for over a year. Didn't even look into it. That's just crazy to me. And now the victims from Dr. Nassar's nastiness, at least they will not ever have to work again. Each one of them, again, is getting $100 million.
That's great.
And by the way, that I don't know if you noticed, that settlement is $1 billion.
Mm-hmm.
$1 billion because of their incompetence. Absolutely pathetic. Pathetic. And then this is extremely pathetic. But at least you can say the FBI did stop this one. Do you remember Yanansky Betancourt? Shortstop?
Yes.
You remember him?
Yes, I do.
Made $16 million in his career. Played with the Brewers, among other teams.
Uh-huh.
Kansas City, Milwaukee. Can't remember if he played for anybody else. Point is, they busted this guy because, again, he made $16 million as a pro, and now he's facing up to 10 years in jail after being accused of staging a car crash in Miami where he and three other people were in the car. They stage a crash. All four of them say they're injured. They go to a doctor, and then they get kickbacks from the insurance company, but they actually don't go to the insurance company and get any work. So the insurance was billed for each one of these clients that were in his car, three other people and himself, billed the insurance company for $61,000. $22,800 was like to the therapy. The rest goes to them. Well, they've got busted for fraud. And now a man who, again, made $16 million playing pro baseball, played shortstop for the Royals and the Brewers. He's now facing 10 years in jail because he's down in Miami and he thinks it's a good idea to let's do some insurance fraud. Like, what the hell? Like, what the, what, you're 42 years old. You get, you gone through $16 million already where you need to do insurance fraud? Like, man, people are nuts out there. And we saw it.
Sure
the, like, now it's in the baseball. We saw this with the NBA. Remember our very own Tony Allen?
That's right.
Insurance fraud. Like, what are just people out there just trying to figure out ways to, like, scam suckers? Even, like, former pro athletes? That's just, I don't know, man. I thought that was just a weird story. But they did say, so if you want to know the accident, like, the two cars didn't even crash into each other. There wasn't any, like, any injured cars. They reported it, self-reported to their insurance company,
right.
All reported all these things. And they did this, and now they're, now my man's looking at going to jail.
Wow.
Not really smart.
Not smart at all.
Not smart at all. Now, one thing that is smart is following my bets, right? You think that's pretty smart?
I think it's very smart, John.
The smartest thing is actually is to be in, being smart yourself. The one thing I've learned in gambling for the last 27 years is there's a new way to gamble, and that's called the live bet. And a lot of times I feel like sports gamblers, professional gamblers, your dude who's putting $10 on the weekend and watching all the shows and just having a little bit of fun, a lot of times I think what people do is get paralysis by analysis. You read so much about it. You look into each game. You look at the numbers. You put in your own formula and you spit out something. And then when the game you watch, nothing that you think's – like, do you ever – like, are we ever right realistically, oh, this is what's going to happen?
No.
And then the game is like you don't even expect it. Like, I thought the 76ers, it was going to be a tight game all the way through, and then the 76ers were going to pull away and smoke them in the fourth. Well, the first half, Miami owned the 76ers. Embiid looked terrible. Jimmy Butler, with his hurt knee and everything, was still, you know, valiant effort. But they just, you know, ran out of gas. 76ers defense amped it up in the second half. Miami couldn't make a shot. They won the game. They didn't cover the spread early on. But I could see that there was a moment of turn. Watching these games, like watching the Bulls and the Hawks, if you don't get so jaded on one side of the game or the other game and you just watch how it is unfolds in front of your eyes, you can get a pretty damn good feel by the third quarter how that junt's going to end. You get about 3-4 minutes into the third quarter. Maybe you had to wait 6 or 7. Live betting is the way to go. But I'm going to tell you on the other side, we're going to pick some games before they even start. I'm going to give you what I think are going to be the winners next on Sports 56 98.5 FM.
Broadcasting from the Family Leisure Studio, we are Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. Hanging out with Brian Degas all day long, all day strong. Thanks to Evie Van Pelt. We talked all things Ole Miss at noon, and then Isaac Simpson's back. We talked about the NBA, the playoffs, the play-in tournament. We talked about the Tigers, Ryan Silverfield's football team. You know, they got a little action Saturday on 420. They have their spring game, 3 o'clock. You can go check it out if you want to, or you can be down at River Garden Park for the World Wing Fest. It's going to be absolutely awesome. The 22nd Annual World Championship Hot Wing Contest and Festival. It is this Saturday at River Garden Park. Come down and join me and go get your tickets now at worldwingfest.com. All proceeds go to the Ronald McDonald House. Now, I got to give you a bet. We got to make a little bit of money.
Now, what in the world are you betting on today, John?
I will say this morning almost got a little nostalgia and wanted to bet on Jack Leiter in his very first start. It is still tied, isn't it, 4-4? But he gave up four runs in his first inning of
– No, second inning.
Oh, in his
first
second,
inning was great.
His first inning
hit
was great.
Two strikeouts, I don't think gave up a hit. Great first inning. Came out in the second inning, and it's been awful.
Yeah, 4-4 right now, Rangers and the Tigers. We're betting on the under in Miami and Chicago. Two great bullpens. A.J. Puck does walk a lot of people for Miami. I don't think there's going to be a lot of hard hit. Jameson Taillon, you know who he is. But the wind is blowing in Chicago. I'm going under the 8.5. That's at 640 on ESPN+. Plus. I got to remind you, after you win your money, go down to Frontier Western Store, 5880 Goodman Road, down in Olive Branch. You can get your gear on. They can dress you from head to toe. They got the hats. They got the shirts. They got the pants. They got the shorts. And they got the largest boot showroom on planet Earth. Head on down to 5880 Goodman Road down in Olive Branch. Get your gear on. Get your gear for your kids because they got a children's department. Get your gear for your girl because they got a ladies' boutique. And make sure you get your gear for yourself. If you can't make it to Olive Branch, shop online at frontierwesternstore.com. Easy to navigate, and they ship their order out within 24 hours. I hope everybody has a wonderful Thirsty Thursday. For Brian Dacus, I'm John Harden. Get out there. Make this world a better place. We're going to see you on the flip side. Peace.